Moses Chega is an undocumented youth living here in Washington. His parents brought him to the U.S. from Kenya when he was 6 years old. He says he tried to get everything right in high school so he could go to pursue a four-year degree.
Senior year, I was commanding officer of my junior RTC unit. I was varsity athlete on the cross-country team, and I was worship leader at the church. And I tried to, you know, just check every box to make sure that I was college-bound. And later that senior year, I applied to 6 in-state schools. I was accepted everywhere, but I couldn't go.
That's because Moses Chega didn't have the money. And part of the reason is that undocumented immigrant students like himself cannot receive any kind of financial aid other than scholarships when they go to college. So many cannot afford the price tag of a college education without help. Yesterday, in its first act of 2014, the Washington State House of Representatives made a move to help students like Moses. It overwhelmingly passed House Bill 1817. It's known as the Washington Dream Act, 71-23. Here's what the bill does. It makes undocumented immigrant students eligible for state need-based college financial aid. Now the bill goes to the state Senate, where it died last year because it was never even brought to a vote. Seattle State Democratic Senator David Frocht is working to get the Dream Act passed in Washington State. He explained the bill to me this morning.
What the bill does is it says that students who graduate and get a diploma from a Washington high school and have lived in Washington for 3 years and are admitted to a state institution, community college or a state college, are eligible for state-based financial aid.
Does the Washington State Dream Act appropriate more money to pay for financial aid to undocumented immigrant students?
We did look at some additional appropriations last year, and we'll have to see. We're not in an appropriation year. We've got an ongoing challenge on funding higher education generally and our state need grant. One interesting thing to note is that when under our state need grant program, even though we have some unserved people, some people are not served the first year, then they come back and apply and they get the grant the second year.
So tell me, though, if the pool is not larger, doesn't this mean that there'll be less financial aid available to U.S. citizens who are state residents?
No, I wouldn't characterize it that way, because what it does is simply puts them on the same status as any other student who's graduated from, let's say, Nathan Hales High School in my district. Let's say there's a kid who's been living here for 15 years and he graduates. Shouldn't that kid have an opportunity to go to college? I mean, to me, it's the right thing to do to give these kids and their families who have been paying taxes into our system an opportunity to apply for state-based financial aid. I mean, ultimately, our estimates are that we're talking probably hundreds of students, not thousands. It's not a massive influx. I don't think that's likely what we're going to see. That's what our fiscal staff looked at last year.
But if you're the parent of a child who is a U.S. citizen who's going to need that financial aid, you might think about this differently. You might go, well, this is going to mean less money is possible for my kid who's a U.S. citizen, and why is that?
Well, are we going to be deporting all of these kids? They're going to be here. Should the children pay for what the parents did and maybe overstaying a visa or coming here? These parents typically are working in any number of capacities, and they've been here paying taxes, and their families have been paying taxes. We want to give these students who are here, and they're not going anywhere, an opportunity to fulfill their dreams and contribute economically to our state and our economy. And I don't think that it's, when you listen to the individual stories, I don't think people will feel that it's unfair or unjust. I think we're just simply saying that they're eligible. They're not getting in line ahead of other people. They're going to be eligible for the same types of opportunities that other students who graduate from Washington high schools are.
But you would not wait for a Dream Act until the pool is increased. You'd like to do that sooner.
What we think we ought to do is pass the policy now and adjust our budgetary requirements in the next major budget cycle, which would be next year. I mean, none of these kids, if they're eligible this year, they wouldn't be getting state need grant until next year anyway if we pass this policy.
I've read that there are enough votes on both sides of the aisle in the Senate for this bill to pass. Is that so?
Well, I think if you look at what happened in the House, there were 16 Republicans who voted with 55 Democrats, so 71 votes. And you had Republican leaders like Charles Ross from Yakima and Bruce Chandler from Eastern Washington who know who these families are, they know who these kids are, and they are been strong supporters of this. I can tell you that in the state Senate last year when I spoke to one of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle about this, I said, if the bill were brought to the floor today, how many votes would there be? And he indicated there would be probably 10 to 12 Republican votes at least, maybe even more. So I think you're looking at a 70% passage rate if we could get the bill up.
If you can get the bill up, what's holding it up?
Well, right now, Republican-dominated majority controls the state Senate, and they control the agenda, and they have not agreed to bring this bill forward. So the question is, you know, during this year, is this a bill that they will bring forward? I think if they do and they put it on the floor, it will pass. But ultimately, when you have control of the legislative agenda, and they do because of the way the committees are structured and so forth, that's a role that they have to play, and they have to make a decision. And I hope they will.
What's your realistic estimation of that? We hear a lot about not a lot's going to happen in this legislative session. Will this happen?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the main things that we're focusing on in this legislative session are, well, the majority, you know, whether the Republicans will allow us to move a transportation package. We've got to get the McCleary funding plan. Those are the core things, jobs and education. This is an important bill to a lot of people. And I think if people would meet some of these students and hear their stories, if they're skeptical about the policy, when you actually meet the individuals and meet the students, as I have, and I was not totally familiar with this situation when I first got into the legislature, and I over the couple of years I've done that, it really will change your mind. So, you know, I know what people are saying today. Things have a way of changing over the next couple of months, and we'll see how it plays out.
That we will. Democratic State Senator David Frock from North Seattle, he's co-sponsoring the Washington Dream Act in the state Senate. The bill would make certain undocumented immigrant students eligible for state need grants for college. This is The Record on KUOW.